The marathon becomes a sprint. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Republicans are predicting a red wave on Tuesday. Democrats say if that happens, reproductive rights nationwide will be on the line.
The first thing they're going to do is they're going to try to pass a national abortion ban. And bear in mind, 75% of the Republicans now in the Congress support a national abortion ban. That means California and New York and other big blue states are on the chopping block, too.
House Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney on NBC's Meet the Press. His seat is being challenged by Republican Mike Lawler. Democrats will tell you democracy itself is at stake.
The kind of world we have, the kind of country we have, we've got to decide how do we want to exist in this world. And that's what we're talking about.
House Majority Whip James Clyburn on Fox News Sunday. Republicans argue the midterms are about the failed policies of the Biden administration on the economy, education, and the border.
We're having to have local law enforcement support Border Patrol agents because the amount of illegal immigrants crossing through our border is just so big.
Texas congressional candidate Monica de la Cruz on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The campaign trail will take President Biden to New York today. He'll rally with Governor Kathy Hochul, who's in a tough fight against Republican Lee Zeldin. First Lady Jill Biden is in Texas.
We must speak up for justice and democracy.
That rally in Houston. Two newcomers to the New York City Marathon ended up winning the 26-mile race. Evans Chebet of Kenya won the men's competition in 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 41 seconds. Sharon Locati, also of Kenya, won for the women. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A trusted adult, a youth sports coach, is facing charges related to child pornography.
Maryland State Police arrested 43-year-old John Kearns Friday after receiving a tip related to content downloaded from a social media platform. An investigation launched in May linked the account to the coach, recovering several hundred images of child pornography. Kearns was released on bond after an initial court appearance. Police have not found any indications children were directly involved with the crime committed. Parents and guardians who suspect their child was a victim are asked to contact Maryland State Police. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A victim of sex trafficking who pleaded guilty to killing an alleged abuser has escaped from a women's center where she was serving her probation sentence. Police in Iowa say Piper Lewis cut off her electronic monitoring bracelet. It's 3 decades old and could be returning to a movie theater near you.
The Bodyguard turns 30 this year, and fans can see it again on the big screen. Special screenings of the 1992 film starring Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston are scheduled for today and Wednesday. Fans will also be treated to a special Whitney Houston music compilation after the film's closing scenes. The movie's soundtrack won awards, including the Grammy for Album of the Year and an American Music Award for Favorite Pop Album, both in 1994. It's also in the Guinness Book of World Records as the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time. Tickets are on sale at thebodyguard30.com. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
If you don't catch a spectacle in the sky this week, you'll have to wait another 3 years. On Tuesday, throughout North America, a total lunar eclipse will be visible. Totality will begin just after 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time and last for about an hour. Pam Puso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.